All right, Woody, thank you. As we kick off this 7 o'clock hour, say good morning to everybody out there through the good and the bad. Good news is the team that plays mostly on Saturdays and when they go to the West Coast, apparently going to play late. The University of Miami is going to kick off the ACC play this week as they get set to take on Virginia Tech in their first game. And it's been fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. Boy, if you... It's got a lot of talent. It's got a lot of depth. And most importantly, it's got a really good quarterback. Really, really good quarterback. And really fun to watch just to see how good it's going to be. Not only at home, but on the road the rest of the way. And the way it's played so far and everything else. It's got him into a really good position opening up ACC play against Virginia Tech. Friday night, by the way. Friday night. So if you don't have plans Friday night, head on out to Hard Rock. And 19-point favorite, Woody.
Yeah, number keeps going up.
Wow.
That's okay, man. You know what? I think Canes fans would love to go over there and see an ass-whooping. Like the old days, wouldn't you? I don't need the game to be close to be entertained, man.
I think everybody just likes to see...
A good old-fashioned ass-whooping would be really, really sweet.
Hey. You're going to win. The games have changed about all that, you know, all that polite stuff that used to be a long, long time ago. I used to call it the Don Shula stuff because Shoes had never run the score up on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to drive guys nuts. And he was just, he wanted to shake hands and, you know, we're up 14 or we're up 10 and, you know, and or we're up 17 and he just... He go to a real conservative plan and like, why are we doing that? And let's put another score up there. And he goes, oh, we don't run the score up. That's not the way. Now, especially in college, you got to run the score up just to impress people who are voting every week, right? It's a different game.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, all you got to do is win that conference, right? That's really the goal here. And, you know, but Miami has been on the wrong end of these things for a long time, man. It would be nice to see him put a whooping on some of these guys here.
Well, starts Friday night for everybody. So
should be a great atmosphere out there, by the way, for a Friday night game. I know, by the way, I've been told we're going to be giving away some tickets later this week.
Good. We've got
us all hooked up.
Yeah, that sounds good. And by the way, we've got Mark Duper going to join us. Kyle Crabb's going to join us, host of Locked on Fins podcast. Gave him a couple of days to kind of break everything down. And
You guys talk? Because he's been salty.
You know what? He usually calls me, and I think out of respect to the fact of the old man needed sleep, yeah. He did not call me yesterday.
Either that or he's just too angry. I've never seen Kyle that angry on Twitter. He was not happy.
Well, I don't think...
Not that anyone's happy in Dolphin world.
I don't think anybody thought...
It'd be this bad?
That not that you lose, but you're losing... Like let me give you an example. Cincinnati could easily be 2-1. They've from their offense or the way they've done. Yeah. Cincinnati absolutely gave the Kansas City game away. Gave it away.
Yes.
Joe Burrow fumbles and the guy picks the ball up, runs it back, and then Ja'Marr Chase wants to sit and argue with the official, and a play goes. You know, they call a penalty. I mean, you don't even get that. Like, how's that happen? And so they just really gave that game away. I mean, they were there for the taking.
That always happens with Mahomes, though. I've been telling you that.
But the other story here,
they should have won last night. Can't let Washington come into your place and beat you like that.
We got our butt kicked, though. We got kicked around
11
the last
game?
Two games. So anyway,
that's the most surprising thing, probably in the entire NFL, is that the Dolphins are dead last in scoring with that offense that they have.
It's hard to tell somebody when you see. Outside of Raheem Mostert being out for most of it, you've got all these guys that can run and all the skill players and most of your team back offensively from last year, and you come up with one touchdown in two games. Just, yeah, I don't think anybody thought this was going to happen. There is, obviously, every game's important. You only play 17 of them, but if you're looking ahead, you got the Titans at home. They're 0-3, and Will Levis has been a turnover machine at quarterback. Now, saying that, he had by far his best game of the year and looked like we were going to put him in the Pro Bowl by the way he played against us, especially in the last four or five, the whole game. He was throwing deep passes, and he played great, right? Had a great game. They're down 14. They come back and they beat us. So,
I mean, you got an extra day to prepare for this one. Texter, I told you this during the break, made a really good point.
That's a great point.
10 days
to come up with that
for Seattle, and that was the game plan you came up with. So.
What did you do at practice? How hard did you practice? What the hell was your thinking? So
you know how they practice.
They all that stuff pops up. I don't know because I'm not there.
But you saw it during training camp. You saw what they do when they go out and practice. I mean, those things were open.
The quarterback was not ready to play. Skylar Thompson, my eyeballs were screaming. I don't know what his reads were. I don't know. But took his eyes off the football. He's got this athletic ability, and he didn't use it. And then his awareness of where guys were chasing him was terrible. I'm not going to sit here and do a breakdown of how many sacks were his fault and how many were on the offensive line. And, you know, people are beating up on the offensive line right now. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Skyler, for this thing of like, oh, he's been in the offense, he's had some starts, he's been in all the meetings, he's been here, he's my guy. And you're going, well, not only was he not very good when he was in the game, he got hurt. So now, The alert is out with Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley trying to play catch up. I've already had a lot of people going, hey, Tyler's got to start. They can't start Tim Boyle. And I go, don't be surprised that Tim Boyle starts unless Mike goes, okay, I think you understand his offense is not easy to learn. It's made for offseason where you got time to come in here. And by the way, now you probably got to go out and get another guy. You got to bring in another guy to start. Like, hey, come on in. Come on in the room. We got room. Tua, move over there. Let him sit over here. And try to do that.
I mean, unless Mike White was destroying that locker room that we're unaware of, like, why wouldn't he be back here?
Right.
I don't know what his – does he have a personality problem? I don't know. But
Mike does not have a personality.
I wouldn't think so.
Mike White is
but
a –
But, like, why really – the other thing is this: the Tyler Huntley thing is a little strange. Like, I get people think he's going to come in and be some sort of savior here, but, like, he was on a practice squad.
He was on a practice squad.
For a reason.
Yes.
There's a major shortage of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Very fair.
On a practice squad, there's a good chance you're going to struggle.
So, yeah, and this goes – By the way, Tua was having his problems when he was playing too. Let's not make it sound like before he went out, that game was a struggle before he got knocked out of the game.
Either that or the Bills are the best team in football. They put a pounding on Jackson.
Why is it when I watched that game last night, I felt like, and the Bills won 47-10, if you didn't see it, the Josh Allen show.
He
did not have the game off last night, by the way, if you're wondering. No, he did not. He had 4 touchdown passes in the first half. And if you saw it, made some throws rolling out on the run, put the ball right in the corner of the end zone. He was ran when he needed to, but didn't do it too much, and he was sliding. He was playing safe, and his offensive line is really good, and they were getting after it pretty good. So they put him on. The game basically was over at the half and everything, but, boy, they get the – I look at the guys that are running around and catching the ball and running. This Shakir is like – it looked like he's going to a Pro Bowl now, catching the ball underneath and running. They just get the most out of their guys. They got a system. They got a belief they're going to win. And here they are, 3-0. I sound stupid if I say I don't – I just don't see it with that group that they have, but they're playing great. Playing great. 3-0. 5 teams, 3-0 right now. That club is getting really small. Bills, Chiefs, and Steelers. Vikings and the Seahawks.
Yeah, you just named a handful of teams there that I don't think are for real. Steelers, I don't think Seattle's all that great. But the Bills look like the best team in football right now. That's kind of a scary thought.
Man, you may be.
Right? I mean, look, they put it on us.
Yes,
they
did.
On Jacksonville, like they look.
No, they went out and pounded.
The Chiefs have been in some fights.
They did pound both teams.
The best team in football right now. Josh Allen, by the way, is playing at a ridiculously high level. He looked as good as I've ever seen him last night.
He is, and we all talked about this. Like, okay, can he make those guys around him? Does he have enough, right? That was a big thing.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God, you don't have any receivers really good. And how you. He's dinking and dunking to all of them, man. They all get a little bit. Nobody really has that huge, huge game. He's getting it to Kincaid. He's getting it to all his different receivers. And they're doing enough getting rid of the ball quickly. And then he can buy time. And he's been really accurate, too, for a guy when he got here. You were safer on the field than you were in the stands when he was throwing it his first year, because he was throwing it everywhere with that big arm. I mean, it was flying, and now he's playing at a pretty damn good level. By the way, Jaden Daniels looked great last night, too. If you missed it, he goes 21 of 23. Are you kidding me? A rookie quarterback, 21 of 23, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for another one. By the way, you get down in the 5 to 10 yard line going in to score, and he goes to hand it off, you better be careful, because if he holds it, and he's going to hold it a lot, and he's going to run outside, because he is really a good runner. I mean, he is fast. He can go.
Really impressive in a game that
Jaden Daniels is starting to look like CJ Stroud a little bit, some of those deep throws he made.
Cincinnati had to have that game last night, right, at home against a team like Washington, your big favorites. You had to have that game, and then they start off. Jamar Chase gets his first touchdown of the year on a long pass. That crowd's going bonkers, and Washington still finds a way to win that game.
They score every time they have the ball.
Unreal.
Where's that coming? Washington, in the last two games, has scored every time they've had the ball, except when they kneel down.
Outside of us, Cincinnati might be the biggest surprise in the league.
Yeah.
That record?
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're right up there. More specifically, the biggest is that we're scoring 11 points. We can throw out numbers all day and 3.7 yards per carry and all that. The biggest surprise is the Miami Dolphins and Mike calling the plays, and we're scoring 11 points per game. Obviously dead last, not the numbers you thought. Hey, we got a lot of stuff. And by the way, first on the list, and I was glad to see he says this, Mike says this, you got to get Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle the ball. And it can't just be on a bubble screen outside or motion and they turn and they got blockers out in front of them. That's fine. But those guys got to run some routes down the field. They have, you know, you pick your favorite route to get them open. Deep comeback, corner routes, skinny posts, deep crossing routes, or takeoffs. We got to get something, though. We can't, 2 games in a row, those guys have basically been shut out. They have looked like fourth receivers on a team with, 3 catches, 4 catches, 10 yards a catch, 7, 8 yards a catch, and you didn't pay them that kind of money. You're paying them off what they've looked like the last 2 years, and we got to get them back to looking like that. You were right about one thing. That offense needs to run through those two to start with. And I don't want to take anything away from Achan, who's a trooper and a tough mofo playing with a bad ankle, kept going back out on the field. But not real pretty. By the way, great call on the text. You got 10 or 11 days to get ready, and that's what you come up with. Coaches aren't taking days off, man. They work every day. I know players get days off and got the weekend off, but that's not acceptable with all that time off to look like that. And by the way, the noise, that's friggin' noise. It's loud on every road game. Every road game's loud. Some might be a little louder, but once we start about loud, it's loud. That's not acceptable with the penalties because, well, it's loud. You haven't played loud in college? You haven't played loud in other games in the NFL? It's loud. I'm loud. I'm going to break right now. Loctite. I want to tell you all about Chev, the CEO, man. You know what he says? He says, hey, Joey, calls me, not last night. Thank you for not calling me last night. Chev likes to call and check in. He goes, hey, Joe, I know what you're going to say, Chev. You're going to tell me it's hurricane season. All you can do is protect your home. We can't control winds. We can't control rain. You can't control whether it's going to hit us, move a little north. You never know. But you can't protect your home. And Loctite would love to be there for you. They would love to meet with you. Impact windows, doors, even a new roof. You got a leaky roof you've been patching up. And the only thing that's been holding you back is like, I'm a little tight on money right now. I don't want to do it. Well, listen, Loctite's got some great deals for you. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per month per window installed. If these sound good and you're like, hey, I can work with that, you need a little Loctite in your life. And man, they are really good. This thing is growing. It's getting bigger. They got great people that do great work. You got really good competitive prices, tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever kind of roof you're looking for, they do them all. Don't wait for the next storm. Loctite services all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Take care of all the permits, HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. They really do it all for you. You got to call them. Loctite's a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. A very knowledgeable person will run you through it today. Have somebody come out, and we'll get started on this thing for you right away with Loctite.
All right, before we get back to the show here, a couple of things to let you know about, a couple of giveaways. These are good ones here. Our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and Sue and the Heat and the Panthers. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports. At Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, that is a good giveaway to start there, Joe.
Not bad.
And then we
not
have,
bad at all. We like giveaways. We like freebies.
One. Yeah, we always do. We'll have some Canes tickets for you later this week, I've been promised. And then we also have this for you later this week. Wednesday and Friday, we got a chance for you to win an autographed Mark Duper jersey.
Super dupe.
Along with a meet and greet and a photo op. You can keep listening here for details on how you can win. Jerseys are courtesy of Sinbad Sports at the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets to meet Mark Duper. Just go to SinbadSports.com.
All right, we've got Frank Gore signing noon to 2 on Saturday. Mark Duper signing noon to 2 on Sunday.
You are prepared.
And then Monday night football.
Yep.
Will Levis comes to town.
Little revenge game.
Let's hope he's got a yeah. Now that you mention that.
Oh God.
They kind of screwed everything up in the big picture of what happened last year, why we didn't get that home game, which seemed like a long, long time ago. Because we didn't take care of them. Up 14 with just a few minutes left. That was a complete ugly collapse for sure. You know what? While we're talking about all those things, and I'm gonna slowly let some of these things go from Sunday in Seattle. Julian Hill, tight end, got a lot better. Had a great camp. One of the most improved guys in camp, which is nice. Rookie free agent last year. You cannot have four penalties in a game. You cannot. You can't have three penalties. That can't happen. You're breaking down. You're going through penalties and why. And I don't even want to hear about crowd noise. There's not a coach in the NFL wants to hear about how loud I was. Really loud. Okay, guess what? Buffalo's gonna be really loud. Who else can be loud? Saints.
Where is it not loud, dude?
And then you go, wait a second. Almost every damn game sold out every game. They're all going to be loud. The fan bases all know when to be loud.
That's not an NFL thing. That's a college thing.
That's a college thing, too. Yeah. Yeah. All of them are going to be full. Almost all of them are going to be full.
My God, and they did talk about it during the broadcast. Oh, it's loud. It's loud. It's like, who cares, man? Just go play.
They said it was loud in Gainesville for the Canes.
I'm sure it was.
Remember they were talking about it?
It's a little different when you have kids playing, young men, whatever you want to call them. Like,
why? What's the difference? It's loud.
These guys are professionals.
But they
should be able to play a football game that you have 10 days to prepare for. You should be able to go out there and figure out a way.
Well, apparently you didn't catch what I said. It didn't affect the Canes. They went to Gainesville and lit it up. That's all.
But I'm just saying that's a college thing to hear, like, the noise or whatever, you know? Go a tough place to play on the road.
They do that. Well, they don't usually do it in the pros. You're right. And don't usually. Listen, man, you're going to play
when
in cold weather.
Like us, you're looking for any excuse.
You're
going
to play warm weather. You're going to play loud places, and you're going to go places you've struggled at. But you've got to go back, man. And he ought to, Mike, if he's looking for creative ideas, just put a mirror in front of every guy's locker and have them look at themselves.
You go, man, in the mirror this morning?
I did. I went Michael Jackson, man, in the mirror.
Make that change.
Right across the board, make that change.
Oh, God, bro.
Hey.
It's week week four.
If people out there, I had some Debbie Downer neighbors yesterday. They hit me too. They hit me as I bring in the garbage cans and go, and they, I felt like they're kind of waiting, and they go, hey. And now I go, yeah, now we're down to our third and fourth quarterbacks, yes. And I don't know which one's going to start. I don't know if they're going to try to go out and get somebody like all the national guys are saying. I saw those guys yesterday on ESPN. There's three quarterbacks on this list. Zach Wilson, Russell Wilson, or Dorian Thompson Robinson.
You don't really think they'll do that, right? Because in order to do that, you'd have to give up draft capital.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would take, but you'd have to give up something. And this thing seems more like a rebuild is in your future than one of these guys taking you to the Super Bowl.
It's a great question on do you want to go out and spend draft picks wise for any of these guys to try to get better quarterback play and save this thing. This situation right now, quarterback, which I never thought we'd be talking about here, and now week three and now week four with Skyler going down. This quarterback situation, because your top two guys are injured, the unknown of when Tua is really going to come back. We know he's going to be on IR for 4 weeks plus the bye week, and then he's eligible to come back for Arizona. But we don't know if he's coming back. A lot of people go, Joe, he ain't going to be coming back. It's going to be longer than that before everybody in the league and all their people that they have that are the lead neurologist aren't going to sign off right away on that. I don't know. They don't want bad PR. You know, you think they want to have this great season going and shootouts on a Monday night and great play and games going down to the wire, and then the lead story is Tua. Concussion is back. The league doesn't care about the players. So I don't know when he's coming back. So that's a little frustrating, right? The unknown of that. Skyler, a lot of you predicted. We got your text. Skyler's not ready. He's not the answer. Well, it really didn't matter what we thought. It's really what the team thought, and they were wrong. Because they knew potentially Tua could have something happen like this. Most likely, if it was something, it was going to be a concussion. Again, it was. So they made a decision. And I don't think they made it in the last preseason game personally. But Skyler did not, for a guy that had a week and a half to get ready, did not look like he was ready. He looked like it was his first game. He really did look like he'd never been out there before. Nice guy, nothing against him. Tim Boyle looked better than Skyler in the little bit he played. The hits that Skyler took, I mean, some of those you just don't need to take, man. Rolling out and holding the ball over on the sideline, what? I was screaming, there's a guy behind you. He's big. He's going to drill you. Throw it in the end zone. Throw it up for somebody. Maybe one of our guys will catch it. But it didn't happen.
Talk about college stuff. That's the kind of thing you'd expect a college quarterback to do.
Yeah.
Right? Just be standing there. Have no awareness.
No. The frustration. So now, you know, and now a lot of our fan base around the country sees those reports and the NFL shows on ESPN about the three quarterbacks that I'd go to save this thing with the unknown. And the Tannehill thing is still out there because he hasn't signed with anybody. I'm not sure Tannehill wants to come here if he thinks that Tua's coming back. So he's waiting for the perfect situation, and he's looking for a situation not to just be the backup, but if I come in, I want to get ready knowing I'm going to be the starter, which I understand. He's got that right. But
So my concern with that, Joe, would be if you bring in one of these guys and you end up, let's say, going 500, right? Well, I know you can't go 500, but you know what I mean.
Like eight or nine or something like that. Yeah.
That would be my concern because then you'd screw yourself out of a better pick and you'd still be back, you know, being a mediocre team, whatever. And I'm not saying tank, but if the team's going to be terrible, just let it be terrible. Don't try to bring in some guy to like stay afloat and get to 500 just to play out of a better draft
pick. This has been one of the most frustrating situations I can remember with this organization, the quarterback situation. And by the way, even if Tua comes back, and I'm just going to throw out a number and I have no idea. Say Tua comes back and plays the last six games.
God.
And plays well. By the way, plays well, which, again, that's the six games. That would be starting Thanksgiving night and the eight, you know, late game Thanksgiving. I'm not changing as a fan, somebody watching. No, no, no. Number one priority, got to go out and get a quarterback. Enough. I can't. You can't go through this. You can't.
But
no longer.
Why bring Tua he can back?
No, huh?
Why bring Tua back?
Well, because you got to pay him all that guaranteed money anyway if he if he still wants to play. Well, you just going to eat it and not let him play?
I think it's a tough call. I do, man. Because, again, you don't want to end up with 7, 8, 9 wins. You don't want to be like a 500 team. Middle of the road. That's where the Dolphins always are. They're stuck in mediocrity. You don't want that.
But these are the conversations that you have to go through right now because we are already down to our third quarterback. And if somebody would have told me that Tim Boyle was getting ready to start, potentially, game four at home against the Tennessee Titans, I would have never believed it. Like, what? Really?
How about if you would have told you a month ago at training camp that we were going to be talking about either tanking or, you know, whatever, draft picks?
Yeah, I'm not,
not
a
even
big,
not even a month a into
big,
the season.
I'm not a big tanker, so
it's not even about tanking. It's just like I don't think you want
to
just
with the way we've been trying to win. Maybe you don't have to.
That's true, but you don't want to bring in a guy that's just going to help you win a couple more games just to screw you out of a better pick. Like, you know, I don't know what that accomplishes. Yeah. To be quite honest with you.
Well, you've spent more money than I can ever remember on a four or five players. Record amount of money spent. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. I got jumped by Leroy coming in yesterday, and he was talking about how you spent money on, you know, guys that play on the outside and, you know, that stuff, and you didn't spend any money on the trenches, right? The guys that are important. And talk about, remember, we'll go back to this. Is this a tough team? Is it a soft team?
Very fair.
Kind of is, right?
Very fair.
I know Omar. I think Omar was the inventor of that. Right?
We have positions that we don't look like we want to spend money on. When we do these things, there's a lot of stuff to second guess right now that's been done to put this team together, unless it gets real bad and everything, or gets real good, and then everything will change. But yeah, there's a lot of head scratchers right now
that
on things that happen.
Thing is,
I mean, we were all told, everybody in the media, you and I are, by the way,
us,
you and I are officially media guys.
Chris laughed at us. Well, we're not media because we're kind of,
I don't know,
we're hacks, but
we don't really, integrity.
Chris laughed at us, bro. They've lost two quarterbacks in 3 weeks.
All right. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what we haven't lost. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. We haven't lost him. That man still has no life, and he works his butt off 7 days a week, and he's really good. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, just how good he is. Hi, by the way, rates look like they're on their way down. Boy, I hope so. I hope they continue to go down because Michael Kotze wants to let first-time home buyers, he's got some great rates, fixed rates in the fives right now for you, self-employed, and declined by the banks. He's got a program for you, too, to still be able to get whatever you need done. He can do it for you. And the reverse mortgage, one of the most popular mortgages with people in their 60s right now. Matter of fact, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. If you got a lot of equity in your home and not where you want to be right now as you're getting closer to retiring in your 60s, boy, that reverse mortgage allows you to get all that equity and have a place to live and not have to worry about it. Not bad. There's a reason a lot of people are doing it with real estate the way it is. A lot of people have a lot of equity in their homes right now. So I just, whatever situation you might be in, if you want to learn more about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and check them out. And then on top of that, here's his phone number to call or text him. He can get it done for you quickly. Half the time at the bank, this guy works. And I mean works on Saturday and Sunday. Even date night, he's been known to work. I don't think she's real happy about that, the wife. 7 days a week, this guy's working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 33 years in the business. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change. David without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, before we get to the headlines here, just want to let you know we have our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway back here. We've got a $250 gift card that you could win to see football and soon the Heat and the Panthers. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. Dave & Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. And on the giveaway front as well, we also have a couple chances this week, Wednesday and Friday, for you to win an autographed Mark Duper jersey along with a meet and greet and photo op. Keep listening for details on how you could win. Jerseys are courtesy of Sinbad Sports at the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. If you don't win, you can purchase tickets to meet Mark Duper. Just go to SinbadSports.com, all part of the card show that they'll be having up there at Sinbad Sports this weekend. We'll tell you more about that as we continue on through the show. And we jump into some headlines here. First things first, the Kaseya Center, the home of the Miami Heat, have unveiled a series of multi-million dollar facility upgrades when the Heat will host their yearly scrimmage, the Red, White, and Pink game. That will be presented by the Miami Cancer Institute at Baptist Health. That will be Monday, October 7th at the Kaseya Center. The upgrades that were made during the summer months include a new scoreboard, new lighting, new audio systems, as well as new retractable seating system in the lower bowl. The new scoreboard, nicknamed the Fireball, is a three-dimensional replica of the team's iconic ball and flame logo. The flame ball features 2,500 square feet of LED screens. Looked very cool from the pictures that I saw of it here, Joe. And so the Kaseya Center with some significant upgrades here for the Heat this season.
Yeah, no. I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun. Maybe even sooner. Might be fun to have our hockey team and basketball team playing again.
That will be nice. All right, documentary time here. This one looks really good, man. I saw the trailer for this one. It comes up tomorrow on Netflix. Vince McMahon. The documentary is called Mr. McMahon, and it will go through the life and recent situations.
He's been a little sleazy recently, to put it nicely.
Yeah, just a little bit here, man. And he is, I guess he's not happy with the finished product here. He said he doesn't regret participating in this Netflix documentary. But said, unfortunately, based on early partial cut, I've seen this doc fall short and takes the predictable path of conflating the Mr. McMahon character with my true self, Vince.
Nobody's happy with their documentaries. You ever notice that? What do they think when you do one? And you're involved a little bit. Do you think it's going to be just an ass-kissing doc? Like, they don't want to do it usually if your story's real sweet and beautiful.
So the people who made this thing, by the way, are also the Tiger King people as well.
Still have.
Yeah. So they use that. So they have basically do circus shows, right? They do the Tiger King.
Yeah.
They did the Chimp Crazy Show, which is a circus show. And then this Vince McMahon thing, which I assume will be very circus-like.
Have you seen the Mendez brothers yet? Have you seen that one?
Well, no, which one's that one?
Is that the two brothers killed there? They're in prison right now for killing their mom and dad and money out in
LA. I did not see that one.
It's real popular. I think it's the Mendez brothers.
So the next program I'm going to be watching is The Penguin.
Yeah.
On HBO. Got very good reviews. I happen to be a very big Batman fan. I know that's not up your alley, but
no.
Maybe the Vince McMahon thing is.
It's a little too much make-believe. I like Superman, but I don't know about it. I like the little Spider-Man, but I don't know about
it. Okay. All right, moving along here. Reggie Bush has, you remember he got his Heisman back? He's filed a lawsuit against USC, the Pac-12, and the NCAA as he is seeking NIL compensation for his time at the school. Now, obviously, he brought in a lot of money, TV and jerseys and the
boy,
like.
He's going way back to get that money.
I think this would set a very dangerous precedent here, because if he wins this thing, how many players are going to come out of the woodworks and start suing schools and conferences and everything else? Like, I don't know. It seems like a slippery slope here, doesn't it?
Yes. Plus, you sue your school. It's kind of awkward coming back now to events.
Well, they banned him for a while.
I know.
So, I mean, he's sticking it to him. But all right. And here we go, Joe. We had a rodeo runaway. Wild bulls in Massachusetts, part of the Massachusetts rodeo, got out of their pen and got into the parking lot.
They're already in a bad mood. You don't want those guys out running around.
I don't know. I'm not crazy about this whole rodeo situation. I know they're not particularly nice to those animals.
You ever been to a rodeo?
I have not. Have you?
I have because they were where I grew up. I was in cowboy country too.
Yeah. Well, you were milking them.
Cowboy country time, right? And a lot of guys with. Decided that was kind of the cool thing to do besides have the girlfriend was try to jump on a wild horse or a crazy man. Saw a lot of guys come to school with broken arms and stuff. Jeez.
A lot of big horses out there.
A lot of big horses
right,
out there, man.
We are out of time here, Joe. I want to get to Kyle, but tomorrow we could save this one for tomorrow. We got the top Halloween costumes.
I'm out of the business.
I know you're out of the business, but
I've matured. It's not worth it. I want to get along with my neighbors. I want them to like me. I want to know they can wave and I'll wave back.
Well, some of these are friendly though. Some of these costumes are friendly, so maybe you could go as like not a guy who just scares everyone.
Yeah, that sounds good, Woody. That sounds good.
You got to use like, you know, you have a very large head and you're relatively tall, like you got to use that to your advantage here and be
okay,
like a character of some
no,
sort.
No, go ahead. The pumpkin head and all.
No, but seriously,
no, I'm like, listening to Halloween head and pumpkin head.
You don't
and...
have like the normal shaped body, so like why not use that to your advantage?
Okay. All right, can we go now before we get to Kyle Krabs, the host of a Locked On Fins podcast, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Got a message for everybody out there. If you've been injured, and even if you found a law firm on TV or radio or somebody recommended to you and you haven't been real happy with them, like all of a sudden, like, you know, it's kind of when you got me, boy, you sold me on we're going to do this and we're going to be able to do that. And then all of a sudden you feel like your case is not so important. Nobody's called you. You have questions. You want to see how things are going. You can't get a hold of anybody that's handling your case. And by the way, while we're at that, and shouldn't that be one of the first questions you ask when you decide to go and you see somebody that looks great on TV or hear radio? Like, are you going to handle my case? I mean, it looked great. I like the guy. I like the guy that does a commercial. Are you gonna be the guy? Because your name's on it. You're one of the partners. I want you to handle my case. Oh, no. I just got you in here. That person over there is going to handle it. Oh. Well, that doesn't happen with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. No, the partners of Cohen and Judah. Injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience, each big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. I just think communication's a big thing, man. They'll get on the phone with you, answer any questions you might have. Injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to CohenandJudah.com. You can learn more. Got a very, very nice website for you to get a lot of information. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, you don't have to stick with that part that law firm you're with. If you're not happy with them, call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Seriously. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. I don't care if it's trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident or anything else. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, you're going to love the work they do.